With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Known positive cases of COVID-19 in Pickens County are few and far between, but as businesses open up and visitors start to arrive, it might not stay that way. At a community meeting yesterday, Aspen Valley Hospital debuted a capacity matrix, which will help them gauge the state of the hospital if positive cases start to increase.
The chart measures three different factors: the number of patients at the hospital, the number of people coming into the ER and testing tent, and the number of hospital workers who have to stay home with COVID-like symptoms. Right now, all three of those categories are rated as comfortable. If conditions get worse and there are spikes, they're upgraded to cautious. And if numbers keep going up, the hospital calls that concerning and says the county should consider more restrictive public health standards. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
State lawmakers return to the Capitol next week after spending more than 2 months away because of the coronavirus pandemic. But as Scott Franz reports, things inside the building will be very different than they were before.
Everyone who enters the Capitol will have their temperature taken, and both lawmakers and visitors will be asked to wear masks and stay at least 6 feet away from each other. The state is also installing hand sanitizing stations and some plexiglass barriers. Lawmakers technically have almost 2 months of the session left, but Senator Mike Foote says they are debating how long to stay.
There's also a lot of people that are advocating for us just to do the minimum, which is passing a budget and a few other bills and then being done.
Foote says the budget work will be, quote, terrible. Lawmakers were told this month they will have to cut about $3.3 billion because of the devastation caused by the coronavirus. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Governor Jared Polis says the state has made good progress in slowing the spread of the deadly coronavirus, but state health officials say Colorado is not yet out of the woods. Jill Hunsaker-Ryan, head of the state health department, says the stay-at-home period flattened the curve and spread out the number of hospitalizations, but she warns that the behavior of the virus is unpredictable and there is still a lot to learn.
I think our main message is that as restrictions are relaxed, we need to go slow so we can understand how different policies, how people's behaviors impact the speed of viral transmission so that this thing doesn't get ahead of us.
According to Ryan, estimates say about 167,000 Coloradans have had the virus, just under 3% of the state's population. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.